insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 221st, 222nd, and 223rd verses of Surah Shu'ara.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
هل أنبئكم على من تنزل الشياطين؟
Shall I inform you upon whom the devils descend?
تنزل على كل أفاك أثيم.
They descend upon every sinful liar.
يلقون السمع وأكثرهم كاذبون.
They pass on what is heard, and most of them are liars.
As you were previously with us, brothers and sisters, in the previous verses, we mentioned the fact that the Holy Quran answers this important question of some of the pagans. They thought that this Holy Quran is sent down by the Satans. But the Holy Quran said, مَا تَنَزَّلَتْ بِهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ The Satans have not brought it down. مَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُمْ مَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ They're not capable. They can't. It behooves them not. So they cannot bring the Holy Quran down. In these holy verses, the Holy Quran continues on answering them. Shall I inform you on whom the Satans come down? They are not capable to bring something like the Holy Quran down. But you want to know what they are capable to do? هل أنبئكم على من تنزل الشياطين? Shall I inform you on whom the Satans come down? So, since the pagans considered the descent of revelation as the descent of the Satans upon the Prophet ﷺ, Allah decisively announces that the Satans come down on the lying sinful ones, not on the immaculate Prophet, not on the ones who are immaculate and infallible. هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ تَنَزَّلُ الشَّيَاطِينَ And it is interesting that the Holy Quran starts answering this important question decisively with bringing up another question. هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ You want to know? You want to be informed? Shall I inform you? So this means the Holy Quran is preparing the scenes, preparing the souls for giving this important, decisive answer. So asking a question prepares the context for receiving the answer.
الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, based on this verse of the Holy Quran, هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ تَنَزَّلُ الشَّيَاطِينَ, we understand there are two different kinds of descent. One is the descent of revelation by means of a trustworthy angel, which is the case of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and receiving the Holy Quran. The second is the descent of Satan's on polluted and sinful persons, and this is the case for the Satans. على من تنزل الشياطين تنزل على كل أفاك أثيم. They come down on every lying, sinful one. So these two kinds of descent must be differentiated. So this verse says, shall I inform you on whom the Satans come down? They come down on every lying, sinful one. And whatever the Satans heard, they inspired unto their friends, added with many lies. But the point is, تَنَزَّلُ عَلَى كُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ, these Satans only come down to the lying, sinful ones. But the one who receives the revelation, the one who receives the different verses of the Holy Quran, is only the heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and no one else. But the one who receives satanic temptations is the one who has prepared himself, is the one who has prepared the context of receiving those satanic temptations, and by committing sins, he has prepared himself for believing in whatever the Satan's temptations are. تَنَزَّلُوا عَلَى كُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, Take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.